This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Brothers and sisters, there are many reasons and benefits to fasting. Some are spiritual and some of social nature. Let's discuss a bit the spiritual dimension of fasting. The month of Ramadan is an annual training program for Muslims to strengthen their soul and spirit, to energize themselves spiritually by strengthening their willpower. Fasting is a spiritual program by which one can bring the powers of anger and desire in control of one's soul and reason. How does the fasting of Ramadan help us in this way? One may ask, right? Well, by totally abstaining from food, drink, and sexual activity, the strongest of desires that God has created within us, for 29 or 30 days, like a month, will surely strengthen our spirit and soul. We will gain more willpower and be more in control of ourselves, rather be slaves of our desires. This is how fasting strengthens our spirituality. We give up on our own personal desires, you know, our own liking and disliking, our own choice of food, for instance, right? Being able to eat or drink whenever we feel hungry or thirsty. We're controlling on something that is natural, right? We become naturally hungry or thirsty after an X amount of time. So we, being in control of our thirst and our hunger and our sexual activities, this empowers us. This gives us strength, more self-control. We become in charge of our own decisions. So this is a sort of a workshop that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has organized for us so we can strengthen our spirituality. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the philosophy of fasting, and we said that, you know, there are two major dimensions of this philosophy behind fasting. One is the spiritual dimension and the other one is social in nature. And we are discussing the spiritual dimension. We said that the holy month of Ramadan and the prohibitions that have come and been prescribed for us during this great month, they allow us to strengthen our willpower, more control over our natural desires, right? This is something that elevates us. At the end of the month, a Muslim hopes to have become spiritually a stronger person, in control of his own life. In this sense, it is indeed Allah's blessing to us that we have the fasting month of Ramadan every year. So Allah forcefully, in a way, puts us through this workshop, which is in our benefit. Allah doesn't gain anything out of us staying hungry, thirsty, or having no sexual activities. But He knows how much He empowers us through controlling these desires. Of course, there are many other days in the Islamic calendar when fasting is recommended. But remember, those fasts are not obligatory. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us this opportunity every month just by, you know, due to the fact that we are Muslims. Allah has been merciful towards us to take us through this workshop every year. So far we have discussed the spiritual dimension of fasting only. Hours can be spent discussing the details of this dimension. You know, once you look at the spiritual dimension of and the benefits of fasting, it's an exhaustive list and hours of discussion. But we believe that this will suffice for our listeners to realize and inshallah start thinking and contemplating about other spiritual dimensions of fasting in the holy month of Ramadan and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His unlimited mercy and rahmah, has allowed us to fast and be a better human being in this world. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.